This morning we're going to read a passage from the Old Testament. We're going to read Psalm 95. We already spoke a few of those words in a responsive reading at the beginning of our service from Psalm 95. We're going to read the whole psalm. So I encourage you to either follow along in your Bibles if you have them with you, or the words of Scripture should be up on the screen for you to follow along. So here then, the word of God from Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if only you would hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massa in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declare on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. So far then, the reading of God's word. Dear people of God, most of you parents with young children, you know the challenge of trying to teach your children to say thank you. And when they receive something, sometimes you need to remind them, now what do you say? Of course, we want them to say thank you. It's like the little boy who was given an orange by a man, and the boy's mother asked, now what do you say to this nice man for giving you an orange? And the little boy handed the man the orange, saying, peel it. And periodically they surprise us by saying, thank you, without even any prompting. And we're grateful for those times when our message gets through to them. But you know, it's also good for us as adults and as teenagers to consider what kind of example we set in saying thank you. As parents, do we ever thank our children when they do something for us? Do we forget to say thank you when someone helps us in some way? On this Thanksgiving weekend, it's good for us to consider, how thankful are we? How thankful are you being here this morning? Have you come to church today because your heart is just filled with praise and gratitude and thankfulness? Or did you maybe come somewhat grudgingly, more out of a sense of duty or habit than anything else? Now, whether or not we've come today with a genuine desire to give thanks to God, it's good for us to consider what God has to say to us about being a thankful person. Psalm 95 that we just read together was written as a call to worship when the Old Testament Israelites assembled at the temple, and a priest or a Levite, one of the leaders of the Israelites, would then encourage the people of Israel, saying, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. See, the Israelites, sometimes they needed some coaxing to offer that kind of exuberant praise and thanksgiving to their God. And it's like the leader said, come on, folks, let's sing for joy to our God. Let's show it on our faces when we sing. Let's show it. how thankful we really are to this God. And why was that necessary? Why was this call to come before this God with thanksgiving? Why was that even something that they had to hear? Well, as the psalmist says, it's because God is the great creator God of this whole world that we live in. And the psalmist says, just take a look around you. Look at the mountain peaks. Look at the deep valleys and the waves of the sea. And you know what? It is our God who created all this. Look at the gorgeous cloud formations in the sky above. God himself made all this. Look at the beautiful fall colors on the rolling hills, showing the wonderful creativity of our God who maintains the changing of the seasons with clockwork precision and predictability. What an amazing God, a God who deserves all our thankfulness. And that's not all. Come, let us bow down in worship before the Lord our Maker. Thank Him for the gift of life. Thank Him for the wonderful way that He has created our bodies. Come before the Lord with thanksgiving for how He provides for us on a daily basis. This God is a shepherd God who provides for us as a flock of sheep under His care. He keeps us from danger. He provides us with sufficient food and drink. Come before the Lord with thanksgiving, says the psalmist. Don't overlook all the blessings that God has given to us in our lives. And having said all that, the psalmist knows that it's not natural for most of us to give praise and thanksgiving to God in that way. It's so much easier for us to grumble. It's so much easier for us to complain when things don't quite work out the way that we want it. And the psalmist stresses that thankfulness isn't just a feeling that we can stir up within our hearts and our minds. The psalmist says that thankfulness, true thankfulness, is really an act of faith. A faith that trusts in God to provide in every circumstance of our lives, that we trust in God to provide for us even in the difficult moments of our lives. And on that note, the psalmist reminds the people of Israel about some events of their past history, how God had rescued the people of Israel from their slavery in Egypt, how God had miraculously led them through the Red Sea to convince them that He's the great King above all God. But like the rest of human people, the people of Israel soon forgot about God's awesome power when they experienced insufficient food and drink in the desert. And they began to grumble. They began to grumble due to a lack of faith in their God. They refused to take their God at His word that God would provide for all their needs in that desert. And even today, it takes faith to remain thankful to God despite some of the trials and the difficulties that we experience in our lives at times. And that's where Psalm 95 takes on relevance for us today. This has officially been designated as Thanksgiving weekend in our nation of Canada. I can't help but wonder how many Canadians are truly thankful on this Thanksgiving weekend. What about you? Are you filled with a true spirit of thankfulness for the way that things are going in your life? You see, it's easy for us to take on a spirit of cynicism or dissatisfaction that dominates the hearts and the minds of so many of our fellow Canadians today. People are worried about their finances, worried about the economy that sometimes threatens our material prosperity. And there's an ongoing sense of unrest on both a political and economic level. And right or wrong, It shows a spirit of ingratitude that's so prevalent in our world today. And so on this Thanksgiving weekend, it's good for us to remember that we are still living in one of the most prosperous parts of the world. I mean, think about it. Almost anything that we want is right at our fingertips. And while many people around our world wonder if they'll even have enough food for a single meal, we take for granted the luxury of having three balanced meals each and every day. And if we don't feel like cooking, we don't hesitate to hit a restaurant or to phone in a pizza. And sometimes it's tempting for us to think that we deserve all these luxuries that we so easily take for granted. Most of us are blessed with good health. Most of us have a good income from our work, our farm, or business investments. We have comfortable homes. We have vehicles that we can drive. Most of us have family and friends who support us. We have the freedom to establish Christian churches and other institutions. We have numerous leisure possibilities. All this and more allows us to enjoy a comfortable existence within our society. And why then is there still so much unhappiness within our nation? Well, many Canadians are restless because they fail to realize how good they really have it. It's so easy for people to focus on what they don't have instead of all the many things that they already have in their lives. Too often people aren't thankful because they stake their hopes on the material things of this world and they don't realize that these material things, they will never bring true satisfaction, because the more we have, the more we want. And so the Bible in Psalm 95 reminds us that true thankfulness has little to do with the circumstances of our lives. And it has everything to do with what's happening inside of us. It has everything to do with what's happening in our hearts. Because thankfulness is really a basic outlook on life. It comes when we acknowledge God as the provider of every good thing in our lives. Thankfulness comes when we trust that God is able and willing to provide for us, even in the difficult trials and circumstances of our lives. You know, think about it. Have you ever wondered why some people who seem to have so little riches in their lives, how they can still be such grateful and thankful people? And have you also noticed that there are other people who choke on God's blessings in their lives, that they can still be so miserable and ungrateful? Well, our society promotes the idea that the better life treats us, the happier we'll be. Well, you know what? That's really a lie. It just doesn't work that way. True thankfulness comes from the realization that everything in life is a gift from God Himself. Listen to something I read this week that reflects this kind of thankfulness. And it goes like this: I'm thankful for the taxes I pay because it means I enjoy a good income. I'm thankful for my clothes that fit a little too snug because it means that I have more than enough to eat. I'm thankful for a lawn that needs cutting, windows that need cleaning, gutters that need fixing, because it means that I have a home. I'm thankful for the spot that I find on the far end of the parking lot because it means that I'm capable of walking. I'm thankful for the huge heating bill because it means that I'm warm. And all that are complaining about government, it means we have freedom of speech. And the alarm that goes off each morning, it means that I'm healthy enough to get out of bed. I'm thankful for weary and aching muscles at the end of a day. It means that I'm able to live a productive life. In other words, Thanksgiving is more than just a yearly celebration with turkey and pumpkin pie at our family get-togethers. It's the high point of life of thankful living. The Apostle Paul in the Bible has it right when he says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." He doesn't say, be thankful for every circumstance. He says, give thanks in all circumstances. Or as an old hymn that says, count your blessings and name them one by one. I find it interesting that people who are often struck with a terminal illness, how they often learn this in a very vivid way. They learn that life is a fragile gift that needs to be enjoyed each moment of each day. And so this Thanksgiving weekend, let's also remember that we have a lot to be thankful for, but more so, that true thanksgiving is based on our acknowledgement of what God has already done for us in our lives. That true thanksgiving is based on our acknowledgement of God's grace, God's forgiveness, God's love, and God's gift of eternal life to us in His Son Jesus. The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 2, verse 7 and 8, God shows the incomparable riches of His grace, expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. Not this from yourselves, it is a gift of God. Which then leads us also to say with Paul in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. And our thanksgiving is also rooted in God's promise. In Romans 8, verse 31 and 32, where it says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? And it's on that note of God's promise to provide all our physical, emotional, and spiritual needs that we can be truly thankful this Thanksgiving weekend. But not only this Thanksgiving weekend, that we can be truly thankful every day of the year. And it's on that basis that we can listen again to the psalmist's call for worship. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. And all God's people said, amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, when we stop to think about it, we realize that we really do have a lot to be thankful for. And we pray, Lord God, that You will help us to focus on the many blessings that we have in our lives. We pray that You will forgive us for the times when we are caught up in a spirit of dissatisfaction, lack of thankfulness that can so easily take over in our lives. We thank You, Lord God, for not only all the material blessings that we have in our lives, but we thank You most of all for providing a way of forgiveness to us through Your Son, Jesus. Help us to embrace that gift of forgiveness with a true spirit of gratitude that flows into a humble life of service to others in Your name. Help us to give thanks in all circumstances, trusting that You will provide for all our needs in every circumstance of our lives. And we pray, Lord God, that through Your Holy Spirit, that spirit of thankfulness may be something that's contagious
in the lives of people around us, that people may see the spirit of thanksgiving that we live with, and that people may desire that for their own lives. And we pray, Lord God, that in that way, in that contagious kind of thanksgiving, that we may have an impact on the lives of people around us, that people around us may also say, that's something I want for me, that they also want to have a relationship with you as the giver of every blessing that we already enjoy in our lives. Lord, we thank you so much for this land of prosperity that we live in. And Lord, help us not to take anything for granted. We pray, Lord, that our hearts and our minds and our lives may just be filled with gratitude and thankfulness for your goodness and your love for us. And we pray this all in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.